the kasha that was raised against the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, according to the Girsa in Chaim Hallas translation of the Sefer HaMitzvos, that kol dovo she tolu b'milchemes hashus oy b'milchemes mitzvah in itzorich lima lo she in neig achsho she kvo yodua that it's not neig achsho. Why? Because there is no melech, there is no beznagodl, there is no umitum. So it appears from that Rambam that even milchemes mitzvah, so requires all the three. But the Mishnah says, "A mitzvah milchemes hashus al pi beznagodl." Mitzvah milchemes hashus al pi beznagodl. So that means that only milchemes hashus requires beznagodl, but milchemes mitzvah doesn't require beznagodl. And according to the Girsa, in our text of the Sefer HaMitzvos, so the Rambam says, "Lifichoch kol dovo shetolu b'kibush hayoritz, oy b'milchemes hashus." It doesn't say oy b'milchemes mitzvah, but that means milchemes mitzvah can be neigim b'zmanazeh too. In other words, it doesn't require beznagodl. But according to the other Girsa, so milchemes mitzvah also requires beznagodl, and without beznagodl, it doesn't have a chalishem milchomet, not even milchemes mitzvah. And here the Mishnah says, "Emitzim l'chemes roshus alal pibes nagodol." So the answer is, I mean, to what I said last time, because we see from the Rambam in Yod Hazoko that there are two aloches. Bez nagodol is required for two things. First of all, for the etzim l'chome. So without the rishus of bez nagodol, he cannot be nilcha. And then, even if he has rishus and the etzim l'chome from bez nagodol, so he cannot force anyone to participate in it unless he gets the approval of Bez Nagodl to induct the people to fight in the Muhammad. Now, and we saw that according to the Miri, so the whole aloche of Mitzim Muhammad Hashus al Bez Nagodl is not that he couldn't be leche without Bez Nagodl. According to Rabbi Yehine, so he couldn't even be Leichem. But according to the Miri, he could be Leichem. Even Milchemes Hashus. The Melech could declare war in Milchemes Hashus even without the approval of Bez Nagodl. But he couldn't force the people to fight in it without the issues of Bez Nagodl. And from the Rambam, it appears that there are two halachas. First of all, that the etzem milchome requires bez nagodol if I'm ram yad chazok, and also the to be kefes om, so that also requires bez nagodol, and from Rambam yad chazok it's mashma that insofar as milchemes mitzvah is concerned, so he doesn't require the consent to be kefes om, nor does he require the consent of bez nagodol for the etzem milchome. So, Mimele, according to the Girsa of the Rambam, Reb Chaim Halasif HaMitzvos, Fichoch, Kol Dovo She Told Tluyo Bimit, Bimchemes Hashus, Oy Bimchemes Mitzvah, Inei Gimla Zeh, Shari Kvo Yodua, What Yodua, Shari Milchom U Kvishes Hayoreis, Yitzrichim Melechim, and Bez Nagodl, and King Godl, so that means, that even Milchemes Mitzvah requires Bez Nagodl, even Milchemes Mitzvah requires Bez Nagodl. So the kashi is what the Mishnah says, the mitzvah milchemes hashus al pi bez nagodl, thus implying that milchemes mitzvah doesn't require bez nagodl. So the answer is this: ligabi milchemes hashus, when the Mishnah says the mitzvah milchemes hashus al pi bez nagodl, so it's not only that etzem milchome requires bez nagodl, the itzoye to be meitzias om, to be keif in the om, to fight in it. So that also requires the approval of Bez Nagodl. That's only Milchemes Hashus, but Milchemes Mitzvah, since it's a mitzvah, there is a chiyuv incumbent upon everyone. So you can be keife the om without consulting the Bez Nagodl. But in order that it should have a chalisha milchome, then it is necessary that it should have. It is necessary to consult the Bez Nagodl. Without the approval of Bez Nagodl, it doesn't even have a Chalei Shem He doesn't even have a chalishah at home. Now, I think that in the Wolf and I wrote about that. So, I mean, let's say, ligami the mitzvah of Ezras Yisroel Yatzor Sheva Aleihem. So I wrote there that, so does that mean, Jews cannot fight altogether? According to the Girsah in the Rambam, Reb Chaim Halevi for HaMitzvahs, that even Lechemes Mitzvah is not Chai of Bizman Hazeh. So then they couldn't fight altogether. So there I wrote, because insofar as the Milchemes Mitzvah of Ezras Yisrael Miyatzor Shebaalim is concerned, what is the Mokeh? Now the Rambam has a new Milchemes Mitzvah. The Rambam says Milchemes Mitzvah is what? Either Zayin Amim or Amalek or Ezras Yisrael Miyatzor Shebaalim. Ezra Meshachorim. Now the Ramban has a Milchemes Mitzvah to become Eretz Yisrael, even if it's not in the possession of the Zayin Amim. It doesn't matter in whose possession it is. So there is a mitzvah, a Milchemes Mitzvah to become Shvandum Yisraelom, Eretz Yisrael. But the Rambam doesn't mention that Kibush Eretz Yisrael as a Milchemes Mitzvah. Zayin Amimim or Amalek, and then Ezras Yisrael Miyatzor Shebaalim. Where is the Mokia for Ezras Yisrael Miyatzor Shebaalim? So actually it's a Yerushalmi in Seyti. Shalmi in Seyti. Now the Karneiron Seyti mentions it. But as the Yerushalmi Seyti, but where is the Mokia in the Torah? Now, there is the Meir in Sanhedrin, Pirigman Seir Meir in the Sugi of Reide. So he says, Habo lehorge cho hashkim vehorge. So he says, how do we know this aloche? That's an expression in the Gemara. Habo lehorge cho hashkim vehorge. How do we know this din? Habo lehorge cho hashkim vehorge. So the Meir says, that we learn out from the parasha of Machteres. In Machteres, he motzei ha'ganov, v'hu kovamei sein lidom. So in other words, the Balabais can kill the ganev. Why can he kill the ganev? A ganev you're not allowed to kill. The answer is because the ganev, when he breaks into the house, so he breaks in with the intention, in case the Balabais will resist his attempts, the ganev's attempts, to steal, so then he'll kill the Balabais. So mele the ganev has a din. So the Bob Machteres has a din of a rediff. Even though, the Balabais could say to, when he sees the Ganev, so he could say, well, now, you're such a wonderful fellow, now take everything and leave me alone. So then the Ganev will leave him alone, he'll take everything. Mm-hmm. So that's the Chiddush. That even though the Balabais has the alternative to say to him, take everything, but in case he will try to resist the Ganev's attempt to take everything. So then the Ganev will kill him. So Mila the Ganev has a din of a Reidiv, and there is a heter of Habol Ho Gecho Hashkim Ho. So that's the Mili. So the Mili says that the parsha of Machteres is the Mokia for the Aloch of Habol Ho Gecho Hashkim Ho. Then he says the Mili in Perimusir Meire, there is another Mokia, a Medrash Tanchumi. Tzrei Ramidyonim, ki Tzeirim Heim Lochem, Mikan Omru Chachomim, Habol Ho Gecho Hashkim Ho. So the Mir mentions in Sanhedrin two mikeres for the aloha of Habol Hoge Cho Hashkim Hoge. So it's two separate alohas. The aloha of Machteres, that's the aloha of Reidif on an individual level. In other words, the Ganef who breaks into the house with the intention of killing everyone that will be in his way. So there is aloha of Habol Hoge Cho Hashkim Hoge on an individual level. But there is a halacha of habol hog hashkim v'hogeh on a collective level. In other words, if there is a certain ummah, a certain group that is trying to destroy the Jews, so there is a halacha of habol hog hashkim v'hogeh. Now Teisves in Avodah Zorah, Teisves in Avodah Zorah, Daf Chof Ches, Chovov Amud Beis, cites a Misecha Seifrim, in connection with the sugya of Akum Vrevim Dakol Imailim Ridim. So that means that an Akum means not just the Goy, Akum means one who is Eva Zaymit Neneach, that there is an Issa Ritziche. If one kills an Akum and even Kehovim, who is Eva Zaymit Neneach, so there is an Issa Ritziche. So he mentions the Braise in Misecha Sofrim, Teif Shebi Akum, Hareik. So the Teisa says Tafchovov in Avodah Zarah, that the right Girsay is Teif Shebiakum Bishas Milchoma Harek. As a matter of fact, if you have in the library the Sefer Avikuchim, so there is among the Sefer Avikuchim of Rabbi Yechiel in Paris. So Rabbi Yechiel in Paris, he had Vikuchim with